I've called on the council here to carry out a survey. Based on that survey, I think then we'll be able to put an application forward to the department for the funding that's required. But prior to all this, I've asked for the local municipal district here to write to our local minister and also the Minister for Marine to have an emergency meeting with us to confirm that they would be in a position to follow up with the funding that's required. Need it be the 2 to 4 million, which has been reported in other media outlets, the government is willing to do so. I would be calling on them to come and give us some type of a guarantee before the council would start investing 50,000 for a survey to carry out what's needed, and then on the back of it maybe no funding to be following through.
A great asset to Rathmullen and indeed the surrounding area. In your point of view, it would be a great pity for it to go into even more of a state of disrepair.
Yeah, I think that the pier at the minute, the pier, to be fair, is it's in bad shape, and it certainly needs a massive capital investment. But again, we do not want to close the pier. We want to keep the pier open to be able to support the local businesses and the people that are using it. But unless something's done shortly, we'll have no other choice but to close the pier. And what I'm trying to do now is to get the council ramped up here to work closely with the government, get the relevant people down from the departments, but also get an undertaking from them that if we do follow through on our part of the deal, that they will follow through on the funding that's required to carry out the works.